Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast to the weekend with a shot of the day that is Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
Come on. Hey, the Men's Room World Tour stop number 3 happens this Sunday in Ballard, Washington at Olaf's from 2 until 4. It is absolutely free. So, our Bad Choice Friday, a salute to day drinking with Chumbawamba. Join us for a cold, delicious Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Yeah.
Men's Room Beer Brats from Uli's Famous Sausage. And, of course, San Juan Roasted Men's Room Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa.
Looking very forward to this.
It's all going
to
be there at Olaf's and Ballard Sunday from 2 to 4. Chumbawamba taking on Snoop Dogg.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money.
Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice taking on Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. Okay, do we have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Got some good emails and some good stories today on the calls and our question about what you're proud of. Last year I made my American Hockey League debut, the AHL, as a junior lineman. I only worked a Toronto Marlies and Tucson Roadrunners game, but I consider it a major accomplishment. I have been an ice hockey referee linesman since I was 14, and all that hard work and dedication to the sport I love has brought me to the American Hockey League. I hope to maybe make it to the NHL someday, but if I don't, I'll be happy to be around the game I love. That from our buddy Alex down in, I believe, San Jose.
That's awesome, man. I grew up in Rochester. We had the Amerks, the Rochester Americans. Everyone calls it the Amerks, but it was the AHL. So I knew the NHL existed as a kid, but to me, it was all AHL, man.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good start where he's at. If you're already in the AHL.
Awesome, like, yeah, dude, that's huge.
Right, like Thurl was saying earlier, I mean, that's what his brother did. High school, college.
Keep going through it, man, yeah.
Hi, guys. 2023 is one of the worst years I've ever had. Received and recovered from emergency abdominal surgery. Quit drinking. I'm in my 9th month of sobriety. Quit a god-awful job. Took 6 months to myself before working again. I found a much better job. It's off to a great start. Lost 80 pounds. Stopped my liver disease from turning into liver cancer or death. I was told if I didn't stop, maybe only 3 to 6 more months before my liver would shut down. And renewed my mental focus and view of the world. Drinking was the root of most of my evil. It caused hernias, the high weight, and relatively poor job performance. I have to carefully manage my diet, eating and doing fluids, and take meds to avoid other complications, like requiring a liver transplant and or death. But so far, so good, and I'm still here. Too bad the new IPA came out after I quit. Oh, well. Thanks, guys. That from our buddy Jerry.
We had a time to better, man. Our bad.
Good work, though, Jerry.
Yeah.
Thing I'm proud of, I delivered my baby daughter. We live on Whidbey Island, and I had planned a home birth. However, labor went very fast, and the midwife did not make it in time, nor did the backup midwife make it in time. So my wife's friend was there and was on the phone with the midwife, and she was talking me through it. I was scared S-less, but had to put on a brave face for my wife. Also, her water never broke, so my daughter was born in the sack full of water.
Boy.
As she was coming out, I had to tear the sack. It all ended up fine. Healthy baby girl. Love the show, guys. That from Mark. Mark, impressive.
Wow, dude.
It's like
my buddy Jesse had to do that. They were going to do it at home, and it just happened so quickly. The midwife didn't get there, and he had to deliver the baby.
Huh. But I can't imagine ripping your baby out of the cocoon.
That's crazy.
That's too much for me.
Like a little tadpole. You know.
I know it's my kid, but do I have to do this?
Mm-hmm. Aren't you medically trained, dude?
So it says, hola, gentlemen. And Miles. Something small that I'm proud of is that since my son's passing, I've hosted a blood drive for his birthday to honor him. He received more than 300 blood transfusions while he was fighting leukemia, and this is my way of making sure that we give back. I'm also an ambassador for the National Marrow Donor Program. This is a bone marrow stem cell donor program. We learned during Farron's bone marrow donor search that communities of color are underserved and rarely find their marrow or stem cell match. So I'm trying to help our communities of color register to become donors so someone of color can find their match and live a meaningful life post-blood cancer. People can join at bethematch.org. Farron would be 24 tomorrow, but will be forever 21. Keep on being awesome. That from our buddy Rose down at Tacoma.
Good work, Rose.
One woman spa. That's what she does down there. She waxes butts. Guys, today is my first day of retirement from the Boeing Company. I started a plant, too, in Seattle, August 1986. Just short of 38 years, never been laid off. Last 22 years were in Everett. Been getting a lot of bad press, obviously, lately, deservedly, but I'm confident they'll get their ass together again and be the world-class company they once were. That from Tim in Snohomish. Guys, I'm proud of myself for many things. I am a survivor. 10 years ago, I walked away from a deadly car accident and recovered without any doctors, medicine, or surgeries. I broke most all of my ribs, 2 vertebrae in my spine that made my arms useless. I had internal bleeding and many small complications. I had friends and family support me as I chose to build myself back up. Thanks for letting me share. Love the show. That from Lauren from the Peninsula. As we move on to the birthday greetings, Ola Men's Room, love the show. Today is my daughter Sophie's birthday. She is 14 years old.
All right.
And she would love a pep talk from Coach Ted regarding upcoming soccer season. And maybe, if you can, Ted, a 21 sound effect salute. I'll thank you guys from your mom, dad, and her brother, Thomas.
All right, 14. You're right at that age, right? You got to decide. Are you going to stick with it? You never know. Competition's getting tougher. Again, remember, passing, spacing. All right? The coach, and also remember, look, at your age, the coach might have you in a position you're not thrilled with, right? But you got to learn it, and you got to run the system. All right? The point of soccer, ideally, is to keep it away from the other team, move in your nice little triangle, and look, I'm an Arsenal fan. Let's walk it in. Jesus. All right, you want 21 of them?
You got it. Oh, my God.
You going to count, Miles?
I'm going to.
Fish sandwich.
1.
Are you me?
2.
Drop the beat.
3.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Oh. Without God or my father or my boss.
Pain. Yeah.
Damn.
8.
9.
Stop me if you've heard this one. Actually, don't. It's important.
10.
So suck it up, cupcake.
11. 12.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
15. 16.
17.
17. 18.
Green beans.
19.
Green beans.
20.
Green beans.
I just said that.
21.
All right, Jerry.
All right. Guys, we want to wish our
Mike's
beautiful...
Mike's not here. He's quicker.
I know. Our daughter...
That's what his wife...
You're doing a great job. Our daughter, Danica, happy sweet 16th birthday. Can I get Ted to give her some life advice on what she would expect now that she's 16 years old? Love, Mom and Jake.
All right, Mom and Jake, first of all, you come to the right place. You need a 43-year-old man to tell a 60-year-old girl what's expected life.
Ogling.
Jesus Christ. First of all, what's her name?
Her name is Danica.
All right, remember, Danica, careful... with the driving. There's a famous woman with your name that drove fast, but she was a professional. All right? So, in the first year, you're going to hit something. Remind your friends to shut up when they're in the car. Second of all, you're a teenager. You're a teenage girl. A, be a little nicer to Mom. She doesn't deserve that. B, it'll be okay.
I don't know if it's going to have something to do with a boy, some drama in school. It'll be okay. When you're 20, 25, you'll look back on that thing. It's not that big of a deal. And that one girl in your class, she does suck.
Friday, guys. Today is Nate's 18th birthday. He is graduating this spring from Mount Rainier High School and will be attending Central Washington University in their flight program in the fall. So how about a suck it up cupcake and Coach Ted giving him some encouraging words about becoming a pilot?
So
thanks,
suck
guys.
It up, cupcake.
That from Tyler. All right. Well, if you're going to be a pilot, I think you got to do two things. A, get those eyes checked. Seems to be a big deal for pilots.
Big deal.
B, when you get to school, your freshman year, just concentrate somewhat, okay? Just went through this with my nephew. Had a little too fun the first semester. Got a little bit of trouble. All right, so be careful. Go out there, have fun, but you got to focus in. You got to aim high because you want to be a pilot. Gentlemen, it's my brother Tristan's 22nd birthday. How about the dirty Germans taking German language classes? Talking about that at UW. Thanks, guys. That from Austin.
Yeah, the beauty of you taking German language classes at UW is that when we sweet talk you in the bedroom, you'll know exactly what we are saying. But remember, there are no safe words.
Yeah, you know, so glad you're learning such a beautiful language. Something about us sounds harsh at all. No.
Happy birthday.
In fact, the beautiful butterfly. What is our word?
Schmetterling. Yes.
Happy birthday, Elliot, from the guys at the shop. Can we get the dirty Germans talking about what Beavis does to Butthead in tight living quarters at the racetrack? And maybe Coach Ted explaining why Marylanders are such weird people.
Yeah, I think we know what Beavis does to Butthead. It isn't Butthead's name. Split it into two separate words. It is those two things.
Yes, the shocking part is the amounts of cuddling they do once they're done.
Marylanders aren't weird people. I'm from Maryland. I grew up there. I'm a Maryland fan. I don't know. Maybe you just got one weird dude in your office, but you're going to blame all Marylanders? Listen, it's a tremendous tiny little state, all right? We still have the same coat of arms. That's why our flag looks so badass. They got all this different stuff on it. Chesapeake Bay, one of the greatest estuaries in all of the world. You got seafood. You got boats. They don't need to drive better. Maryland's a great state.
It's got seafood and boats.
Well, I don't know.
Kiss my ass.
Right, you got you got the Appalachian Mountains. You got the Atlantic Ocean. We let Delaware cut in. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's my son Zephyr's 27th time around the sun. Could he get an andro penis, a fish sandwich, and the dirty Germans talking about the holes on the moon? Thanks, guys. Been listening to you guys since the very beginning.
How old?
27.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went to the moon once, and I'd had sex with every single hole on it, but my favorite was on the dark side.
Yeah, frankly, you know what we do on the moon with all those holes, and I like to practice with the Swiss cheese. So I just walk next door, and I say, hey, Switzerland, do you want me to do the thing where the cheese gets holy?
Yeah, he pokes the holes in every slice of Swiss cheese.
Yeah, Miles, that's how it's made.
Happy 54th birthday to Tony. One day maybe you'll get a big boy penis. So how about giving him a your penis is too small there from, I guess, the guys at work. I'm not sure who.
Damn, hating on Tony. Mm-hmm. It's penis stuff. Hating on Tony.
Tiny, tiny penis.
So stuff. Small.
Andro penis.
That's close enough.
Damn it, man. I had the penis up here.
Did you?
Isolate that quote. Damn it, man. I had the penis up here.
And gentlemen, please give Gene a very happy 60-something birthday shout-out. Awesome man, mechanic, and retired public servant. So how about have the dirty Germans tell him what tools are their favorite to use? Thanks, guys. That from Lone Hippie.
Yeah, my favorite tool to use is called the penis.
Yeah, you know, you can call it that, or you can call it the mallet.
Yeah, the meat hammer.
Yeah. I also like the screw driver.
It's the peen on the ball peen hammer.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
How you got?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Ted, should we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC?
Let's fire up the time machine.
Okay. Let's go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC.
How much truck could a truck chucker chuck if a truck chucker could chuck truck?
Three times fast.
How much truck could a truck chucker chuck if a truck chucker could chuck truck?
One.
How much truck could a chuck chucker chuck if a truck chucker could chuck truck?
Two.
How much truck could a truck chucker chuck if a truck chucker could chuck crock?
Ah.
Crock?
Crock.
Chuck.
Judges come through. Looks like we gave that one to you.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Holy night. Ten for you, Ted, and Ted versus the FCC. But would you believe this? Another listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. Do you remember last time when our buddy John Scott sent one in?
John Scott.
Yes, or Scott John, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
He sent another one.
I said.
Yeah, he's got another one. So he sent that one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he sent two.
He's a prolific guy.
I like that, man. I like that a lot. Saved us some time. If only we would have known. Okay, so as we say, a listener always comes first. And Ted, this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. This ship is a shipping ship. Right now, it's shipping ships. So it's a ship shipping ship. But the ships that the ship is shipping are also shipping ships. So it's a shipping ship shipping ships. The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through, then three times fast. I'll take care of the dumb button.
Okay, I was going to say you
got it. I got you.
All right. Really got away with words here, whoever sent this in.
John Scott.
John Scott, Jesus. Should have known better.
Real estate mogul.
This ship is a shipping ship. Right now, it's shipping ships. So it's a ship shipping ship. But the ships that the ship is shipping are also shipping ships. So it's a shipping ship shipping ships.
3 cents fast.
This ship is shipping ship. Right now, it's shipping ships. So it's a ship shipping ship, but it ships the ship that is shipping also has shipping ships. So it's a shipping ship shipping ships.
One.
This ship is a shipping ship. Right now, it's shipping ships. So it's a ship shipping ship, but the ships that it's helped shipping is shipping also shipping ships. So it's a shipping ship shipping ships.
Two.
The ship is shipping ship. Right now, it's shipping ships, so it's shipping ship. But the ships that it's shipping is shipping also shipping ships. So it's a shipping ship, shipping ships.
Oh, my God. That's a win in Ted versus the FCC. Win, win, win.
Oh,
win,
yeah.
Win, I did win.
Let's go.
That is impressive.
Take that, two first name bastard.
A big win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's almost here. Cut up Men's. We'll drink and toast with a shout of the day in the weekend. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on. And since he's not here, he is not working on these headlines. This just in. Two coworkers of mine forgot to tell me to give the secret word for Aerosmith.
Oh, that's on us.
Therefore, I bring them to you late.
Yes, that's our fault.
Aerosmith and the Black Crowes Climate Pledge Arena, November 24th. The word that you want to text in right now is EDGE. EDGE to 206-803-ROCK.
Only 35 minutes late.
Damn it. Golly.
You have no idea how many F-bombs he dropped when I told him at the break. You know, I could have told you to say the secret word, but it's too much fun.
Again, well, Mike texted me. Or go ahead, Miles.
The word is EDGE, 206-803-ROCK. Text that now.
Mike texted me. He's on the ground in Florida. There was a gator on the... on the tarmac.
So you're kidding me.
No, so he's waiting on the plane. So it was right as we went to commercial break. And he's like, how's the show's going smoothly? Any mistake I made was just covered up by the fact Miles completely forgot.
Once again. Yes.
Thanks for making me feel better, bud.
I cannot believe that he landed in Florida and there's an alligator.
There's an alligator, yes, on the runway.
Yeah, literally, I can read it to you. It says, I eschew you not. What's it say? Eschew you not. I've been waiting 20 minutes for the plane to park at the gate. The pilot comes on overhead and says, there's a gator running around out here.
Yeah. What are we shooting here? A 507, you think? Should have done this beforehand. About 507?
Yeah.
Today is National Arbor Day, but many states recognize it on different days. But today is, in fact, National Arbor Day. So if you're that
hug
bus
a tree.
That, you're that bus that took down the branch in front of my house.
I'm going to drink an Arbor Mist.
You should feel terrible.
Oh, was that a wine? Was it wine cooler? What was Arbor
like a
Mist?
Wine cooler? That was like kind of right after Bottles and James, but before all the White Claws.
All right, I got you.
So go out and plant a tree. Just don't plant it too close to your house. There's apparently a new trend of gardeners using urine instead of fertilizer.
Like their own pee?
Yes, but you can't just go out and pee all over your plants.
I'm done listening.
An expert says you should dilute it before application. Therefore, if you have a nice, watering bucket, pee in that and then fill it up with water.
And that actually helps.
I don't know. It's a new trend of gardeners. If you are obsessed with ranch dressing, I think there's only one part of the country that's not into ranch. And that is Buffalo, New York. They are traditionists and,
of course, and
purists as far as blue cheese.
Well, they invented the wing, man.
Right, exactly. So they don't like ranch, but other than that, a lot of people do.
Ranch is great.
Panera Bread has a new gig. It's called a ranch hand, and it could be perfect for you. No word on how much it pays, and it sounds like it's mostly just a stunt to hype their new ranch menu items, but either way, they're going to pay someone full-time to be a ranch hand.
Who is?
Panera Bread.
And their whole thing is, like, now we have sandwiches that feature ranch?
Whatever they've got, you're going to be the ranch hand. So I'm not sure what you're doing, but probably a spokesperson.
So no explanation of what the hell you're doing.
I mean, to me, when I think Panera, I think, like, a turkey sandwich and a cup of soup. It's like turkey sandwiches have always been primed to dip in ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A thief stole a custom car from a man who kept his mother's ashes inside in the cup holder. Stole the car. The thief did do something good. He returned the ashes.
That's fair.
To its rightful owner.
What about the car?
I kept the car. The victim says the thief has a good heart, but a effed up mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This seems memorable. A tornado struck a Missouri event venue during a wedding rehearsal. The roof was peeled off the top. Fortunately, no one was injured. Is that a sign?
You would think that it is.
That's a wedding rehearsal. The roof just came off the venue. I don't think you're having the wedding there. Hey, a lot of jobs that pay $150,000 might come as a surprise, and we have some. You think that doctors, lawyers, salespeople are the ones that make the money?
Sure.
But believe it or not, there are many jobs that are not so obvious moneymakers that still make over $150,000 a year.
Those people are still making a lot of money.
Yes.
These people, I would say, also.
Also, yes.
The job is air traffic controller.
They should get paid a lot.
Okay. They are hiring. Yeah. It takes a little while to get there. A lot of training involved.
That's a serious, serious job.
Would you ever want to do that, even if you were qualified? I don't know that I'd want that job, man.
Okay. Well, and Miles is an old man like me. You watch air disasters. I mean, you realize that job is intense.
Right. And you are responsible. So even though the plane goes down or whatever, there's a certain level of responsibility if you in any way made that happen.
And you're looking at 100 different planes at any given time.
And half the time, the accidents that almost happen on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
With planes coming in, planes taking off, taxiing, crossing those runways, and all those things, that's where the air traffic controller really has to be careful. Because they had a Swiss plane the other day that almost knocked out four or five.
Four different planes, yeah.
Yeah, in one airport.
Oh, and no, sometimes, like one of those episodes I saw, like the pilots, they just were at an airport they'd never been to and just got lost and right. ended up on the wrong jetway.
Jesus.
Air traffic controller, the average pay is $237,000 a year.
It should be.
Okay. How about a ship captain?
A ship captain.
You work 180 days roughly a year.
So I'm on a ship, not a boat.
Is this like a cruise ship?
It says I'm a ship captain. I make how much?
$320,000
$250,000 minimum.
Minimum. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, this list is a little misleading. I'm not shocked that a guy that captains a giant ship, which takes a while to get there, makes right. a large sum of money.
I think you'd be surprised how much a tugboat operator makes in Seattle. Just these general jobs. Well, it seems like when you get on the water, you're making pretty good money.
Yeah, it seems that way.
For the most part. Let's see here. How about a license to work on aircrafts? So an aircraft mechanic. This guy's worked at six various shops, got into managing aircrafts for private owners, and now he works for a private aircraft owner. So he works for a family. How much does he make basically taking care of a private aircraft for a private owner?
I have no idea.
$250,000 a year.
So, okay.
So he started out like just working commercially, then just went private. One airplane. It's all he has to take care of all year round. $250,000
a year. Yeah. Well, yeah, again, that doesn't seem that surprising. Because it's not like airline mechanic. It's like for a family and a private plane.
That's why you know he's getting paid.
Yeah.
One person started their own dog walking business. They have seven part-time employees.
Okay.
How much did they make last year?
Oh, my God.
$175,000.
$275,000.
Damn.
Alone, the person made $210,000. But with the seven part-time employees, at $25 an hour, they charged $50. So they were paying the employee $25 an hour.
All right.
They charged $50 an hour. Right. So you make half that. And they're on track to make $275,000 this year.
For walking dogs. Uh-huh.
What's the rule with that?
What do you mean?
Like, is there a certain, like if your dog's kind of crazy and rambunctious?
Depends on the situation.
Like, can you still get hire a dog walker or like?
Dog walkers have fired their clients more so than anyone else.
Yes, I've known some dogs that are great with humans, but just absolutely suck with other dogs.
I would think if you're going to take that dog on, you need to walk that dog by itself.
Right. HVAC technician and instructor. How much?
And instructor.
And instructor. Yeah. Okay. And instructor. No college debt.
$275,000.
$200,000 plus.
Okay, plus.
These are jobs that make over $150,000 a year. You might be surprised if you normally think doctor, lawyer, whatever. I'm a lineman, like the Wichita lineman. Glenn Campbell, how much does a lineman make? Blue-collar trades people job.
$120,000.
$200,000 to
$300,000
a year. Says don't sleep on the trades.
That's got to be state by state who you work for.
Could be. I'm not sure. It just says $200,000 to $300,000 a year.
My uncle did that for 25 years. He was not making 200 G's a year.
One ex-felon got his GED and ended up being a tire shop manager at a tire place. How much did he make last year?
$180,000.
So I'll say $225,000.
He made $150,000.
Finally, somebody right there at the line.
Okay, the operator.
I mean, $150,000 is a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Guy does operations for a solar company. How much did he make last year?
$320,000.
He made $131,000.
Huh, okay.
He doesn't own it. He just does the operating for it. What else here? This one says, I dated a guy who worked 3 days a week and made $500,000 a year. He learned how to install and fix air compressors working at ADM, then quit and started in his own business. He says he installed them in hospitals, dentist office, car dealerships. Those are a few. He used to laugh and say, who knew air compressors were so lucrative? He would say that almost every business needs an air compressor for something.
All right. Yeah. I would not have thought of that personally.
If you take night shifts as a nurse at a hospital, you make more money. So,
all right. That makes more sense.
This person says, I worked 96 night shifts in a year, and that's all I did as a Union Hospital night shift nurse. With benefits, I've been doing it for 25 years. So 96 nights a year. How much does this shift pay? If you do that,
$164,000.
Damn. I work in construction and in welding. Welding, I make about $180,000 a year. And one more. I work two full-time remote software engineering jobs at once. Each pays $160,000.
Damn.
So I'm making $320,000 annually. Work about 30 hours per week tops. I'm 30, been doing this for 2 years.
Good on you, man.
That is not bad at all. Okay, we have some good news. A barber in Connecticut named Osvaldo Lugo is being hailed a hero for saving a little girl from running into traffic. He was in a shop cutting hair, and he saw her out the window. He sprinted out the door and grabbed her just before she ran into a busy intersection. Mom was at a bus stop down the street and said she only looked away for a second.
Of course.
And her kid was gone. Wildlife officers in Colorado saved not one but two mountain lion cubs that got trapped in a reservoir spillway. So they're trying to figure out a way to get the two cubs out.
All right.
So they decided the first trick was to lower a rope and see if one of the cats
would latch on.
As soon as they lowered the rope down, the one cub latched onto it almost immediately, like he knew what it was doing.
I'm getting the hell out of here, man.
They pulled the one cub out, dropped the rope again. The second cub followed the brother or sister, did the same exact thing, and they pulled that cub out, and they were able to rescue them both.
And then the mother mauled all of the people.
Yes. A 22-year-old woman in Michigan just graduated from nursing school, and the traditional pinning ceremony was a real full-circle moment. She got her pin from a nurse named Sarah Longest, who took care of her when she was a preemie 22 years ago.
That's pretty cool, man.
So, and she was in the hospital for quite some time.
Sure, yeah.
So she got her nursing degree, and the person that gave her the pin when she graduated was the person that basically took care of her as an infant.
And I'm sure she said, I never thought you'd make it.
Which is pretty cool. And one more. A couple in Utah is thrilled to be reunited with their cat, Galinda.
Galinda?
Who mysteriously disappeared 2 weeks ago. They looked all over for her, even put up signs in the neighborhood. But it turns out Galinda did not run away. The couple accidentally shipped her on Amazon.com. See, she loves hiding in boxes, and she was inside a box of work boots that was later packed up and dropped off and returned to Amazon. The cat was in the box for 6 days. Without food and water before being discovered by an Amazon employee named Brandy.
Brandy, coming through.
Who immediately started caring for the cat. She took her to the vet, scanned for a microchip. Galinda's owner, Carrie, says she was stunned to get a call that Galinda had traveled to Utah, to California. And it took a bit of a process of what had happened. She traveled to California to get her cat. Thankfully, she's recovering without any serious issues. Although it's very good she was found when she was. Several lucky breaks helped the story have a happy ending. Galinda was in a big box. They weren't just shipping one pair of boots. There were 5 pairs inside. And because they were doing Amazon's Try Before You Buy program, this helped. Also, the weather was not too hot or too cold, and the box was partially split open at one seam, allowing the cat enough air to breathe.
It's probably because the cat was trying to get the hell out.
Yes, and coincidentally, Brandy, the Amazon worker, knows all about cats and even rescues them on the side. So she recognized the scratching inside of the box.
Meow, meow.
Jeff.
That'd be kind of wild, man. Like, is there, a cat in there?
What do you mean?
Like, just like, right, like, if you got one.
Yeah, because you're thinking, like, what are the odds that there's actually a cat in the box?
All right, your headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Alejandra Rodriguez of La Plata, Argentina. Now, Alejandra, she is a lawyer, she's a journalist, and as of last night, she's also Miss Universe Buenos Aires 2024. Now, with the win, she's set to represent Buenos Aires in the national selection for Miss Universe Argentina. That's scheduled for next month. And if she does that, she will proudly carry the Argentine flag to compete in Miss Universe World Contest scheduled for September in Mexico. So why am I toasting her? I'm toasting her because Alejandra is 60 years old.
Wow.
Dude, she is an effing smoke show. Seriously, Alejandra Rodriguez. I'm telling you, Google it. You wouldn't guess.
Which country?
Argentina. You can go for, Miss Universe.
Spell Alejandra.
A-L-E-J-A-N-D-R-A Rodriguez. I saw a picture of this woman. I was like, holy moly.
Marisa Rodriguez. She's a what now?
She's 60.
That woman is 60?
She is 60 years old. Right? Look. Winning Miss Argentina, whatever. She just won
Miss Argentina.
if you look like that, you're going to win a lot of things. She is 60
good for her
years old. And again, this isn't something, let's make her feel better. When you see her, you would never guess she's 60 years old. Yeah.
I'll be darned. I wonder how she did that.
Man, oh, man.
Good for you.
Golly. I don't know what's in the water in Argentina, but I want some.
Oh, steak. Man.
Did you just see her?
Yeah, yeah. I would love to have dinner with her at 3:30.
You can have dinner.
Well, you know what? She gets a discount.
Yeah. No kidding.
God damn, she is super hot.
But I'm hot, and we get a discount.
I'd have to get up super early, though.
That's fine. I would do it for that. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on.
Solo inspiration from our Men's Room World Tour stop number 3 happening this Sunday at Olaf's in Ballard from 2 until 4. Absolutely free. Come and join us.
Please do.
Taste the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. We'll also have the Men's Room beer brought from Uli's Famous Sausage on the menu. Our salsa is going to be there from Sam Watts.
Which salsa. Apparently putting the salsa on the broad is a fantastic combo.
I told you about the last one, the Muckle Shoot doing it. Look great.
It's a Sunday fun day, a little afternoon drinking on a Sunday. Hopefully you can stop by Ballard again. It's absolutely free. 2 till 4 at Olaf. So, kind of a day drinking Sunday fun day.
Yeah, man.
Inspired Bad Choice Friday. We had Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping taking on Snoop Dogg and Gin and Juice. Ted, how was the voting?
I will ask you this question. Do you know what Tub Thumping is?
I do not.
Tub Thumping is there's a certain square in London where people stand on tubs and they pronounce their political views or this or that.
So like our version of a soapbox.
Correct. Okay. And it's Tub Thumping. On Sunday, we don't care. We don't want to hear it. And here did the voters. Get a gin and juice. Chill out.
Snoop Dogg is your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to the Men's Room. 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.